Now with more of the Breakfast Club this morning. And we continue on now with more of the Breakfast Club this morning from Ponderosa with PG-14's John Boggs.
Thanks, Rob. We're back here with Vicki Thague and also April Walaszczak. April is the president of the Jay County Chamber of Commerce. And April, she thought that was kind of funny. April, tell us a little bit about what's new this year. But first, let's talk about the sponsors. I know the sponsors are pretty big when it comes to the Jay County Expo, and we couldn't do it without them, so let's give them their due.
Absolutely, John. The major sponsors are a very important part of this event, and we have five this year. Poet Biorefining, Community Fiber Solutions, Jay County Hospital, CenturyLink, and Progressive Office Products.
Okay. And those five sponsors go together to help us rent the gym and get everything down here. And
basically, they help make the event go.
Yeah. What's going to be new this year? I know the expo, as you've had your committee meetings, you've tried to do something new to get people in here.
Absolutely. A couple of the things that we have is we're going to have a breakfast in the morning, not only for our exhibitors, but for the public. So I believe the breakfast is going to be from 7 to 9. Vicki, am I right on that?
That's right.
Okay, so anybody that wants to come in and have breakfast in the morning, come to the early part of the expo, and that's going to be sponsored by First Merchants Bank, so we thank them for that. I believe the breakfast is going to be $7.
Okay. And that's actually going to be in the commons area, isn't it?
Yes, that's going to be in the commons area. So it's not going to be in the big gym where all the exhibitors are going to be. It's going to be, in the old part of the building, the commons area.
Okay, so everybody needs to come out, have breakfast, fortify themselves, get a little bit of rest, and then when the bell goes off at 9 o'clock, they're going to go in and see what's new.
Well, we also hope that they stay for lunch. So.
Oh, okay.
We have the Elks Club and some of the other not-for-profits in the community also providing lunch, so we hope that they just pretty much stay all day and graze.
Well, real quickly, we've got about 3 minutes before we have to go to news. Let's talk about what's going to be new and what's going to be there at the expo this year.
The other thing that we're going to have that we think is pretty neat is we're going to have a drawing for $1,000 travel voucher to anywhere you want to go. So whether it be Cancun, Las Vegas, pay for gas on the way back, back and forth to Muncie, whatever, whatever floats your boat. The tickets for that are $5, and you can see any of the committee members. You can go to the chamber office. You can see John Boggs and myself and get one of those tickets.
Okay. And we have some entertainment going to be there this year?
Absolutely. Hopefully here, Buzz Keck from Mosier Motors will get up here and talk about the money machine.
Great.
Buzz the money machine?
That's what I hear. That's,
we hear that?
That's what Mrs. Buzz says.
That's what they call him.
That's what Mrs. Buzz says.
Also wanted to say on the vacation voucher that it's sponsored in part by Crossroads Credit Union and RMC.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the travel voucher is $1,000 to use for anything.
Absolutely.
Any glamorous or not, even if it's just gas back and forth to Muncie.
Absolutely. Anything you want to do.
Wonderful. Okay. And we're going to have Juggler there?
Yep, we're going to have Craig Mullenkamp. He came to the last expo, and everybody really liked him. He's going to be sponsored by Raymond James. The Humane Society, I believe that they're going to bring some animals out. The robotics team. And I also think the jazz band's going to make a quick appearance.
That's great. That's great. Well, it sounds like we've got a lot of new stuff going on. When we come back after the hour, we're going to see if we can get Gail Broadwater up here to talk to us about the raffle. And I think she has like 35, 40 prizes to give away. We'll find out what is going to be raffled off all day long at the expo. But now it's time to go back and listen to the news.